Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. Now, there are a lot of things I would love to talk about. There's a lot of things I would love to cover. But before I can go into those topics, I feel like I need to cover something first. And, you know, it's something that people are either aware of or they're not aware of. And it's sad that if you're not aware of it, you know, that's one thing. It just means you haven't been taught. The other half of that is you've been told, beware of it, but you don't know when it hits you. So let's flip that over a second for those who know, but then insistently do it. You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know what to tell you. And this thing is, we know it as, well, how do I put this? People describe it as stupidity in action. Some say that you're being moronic. Some ask you if you have a brain on your head, and if you do, do you know how to use it? And yes, while these idioms are, as they say, harsh, it brings up one small fact. Today's topic is on ignorance. The state or fact of being ignorant, the lack of knowledge, education, and or awareness of certain things, okay? How do I, you know, much like a lot of people, racism is an issue. I will cover racism at a later topic, time. But what I'm saying is, the whole thing with racial issues, feminist issues, or any of those things in the first place is ignorance. Whether that group is right or wrong right now isn't the problem. You know, it's the ignorance of the people who randomly join these groups without looking into them, finding out what they're about, how they got started. You know, the whole Black Rights Matter campaign, for example. You know, a lot of people say that they're just, you know, there's no reason for it. It's people who are plaguing against racism, even though they think racism is dead. You know, first off, those accusations are ignorant because you don't know anything about the Black Rights group. Second, there's another photon of ignorance in that group, in what I just said also, is that you think racism is dead. I hate to say this, but it's not. It's still very much there, very much alive, very much as deadly as it has always been. The problem that I'm addressing here, basically, is ignorance in itself, okay? It's definitely an issue, and from a lot of different things, you know, I put up many polls online, and I had to ask, you know, is ignorance a problem nowadays? Here's a couple of the replies, okay? Ignorance is definitely an issue. I think there is more ignorance in America than there are in any other place in the world when it comes to education and especially war. The way we function and what life is revolved around has no morals or sense. Likewise in other countries, but other countries I feel aren't as bad. Most people do not consider other opinions or look at issues from other sides' points of view, and this is a larger issue because not everyone is 100% right there. Needs to be some type of, like, consideration. I like that comment. Another one was, there are so many different kinds of ignorance in the world today, and it is really hindering us as a people. You know, for one, people are generally ignorant, meaning that they aren't aware or just don't know. Secondly, there is a woeful amount of ignorance, and thirdly, one of the most common is willful ignorance, when people just don't want to know. So, with a couple of these responses, first things first, let me tell you how the poll went. When I asked, is ignorance a problem today in the world, 95% of the people said yes, and only 5% said no. I only got one actual reply for the no, but It's not relevant. Each one of these address the same issue that, yes, ignorance is an issue today. One of the biggest ones that seems to be a topic thing here is willful ignorance. People are being ignorant of their own accord. You know, and yes, that is a big issue. The other side is people just not knowing or just doing without thinking. And as much as I hate to say it, black people are notorious for this. Okay? People look at them as ignorant. They look at them as stupid. Then the sad thing is, they're not doing anything about it. The only time it seems like they are is when they're fighting for their own rights, or at least they think they are, with the, you know, the Black Rights Matter movements. We shouldn't even need these movements, is what I'm basically saying. Now, don't get me confused. If you're all for the movements and you have a legit reason, then that's fine. The movements have their purposes, and I, you know, what's the word I was looking for here? Commend them for their efforts. Say Martin Luther King. It is February after all. But that doesn't mean it's necessary. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to take a short break right here, and then we'll come back with our discussion. Just something to think about. And we're back. So, a lot of different things that happen, a lot of different topics, you know. A lot of different people have a lot of different issues, okay? I don't have any opinions towards different ethnic groups, like I said before. I really don't care to talk about the LGBT community. I really don't care to talk about the feminist community. It doesn't have any concern to me, okay? It's not that I don't know anything about them. I just don't see a reason in talking about them. It's not relevant. Now, if someone was to request that on here, I would definitely talk about whatever I could, but I would only give information from what I know and looked up. I wouldn't give you guys stuff I don't know. This is an example of what I'm talking about. To talk about something you don't know about is ignorant. Because now you're just putting yourself out there as a basic target. It's like putting a bullseye on your chest that says, just come and shoot me. Okay? A lot of people have a lot of issues related to different communities and whatnot. And, you know, scrolling through online, I found a person who had posted on a site saying that he was friends with somebody in which they always disagree on pretty much everything. Okay? And one day while he was talking to another friend, his friend that he always seems to disagree with told him that, you know, how he didn't like the LGBT community or whatever, and he basically always has something negative to say. Well, the boy basically gave him his piece and left it alone, okay? Well, you're like, well, this doesn't seem like a big deal, and it's probably not related to this topic. Now, here's where this gets interesting, okay? Later on that night, while the boy was talking to someone else, his friend, you know, Mr. Negative, or whatever you want to call him, told him that while he was scrolling on TV, he happened to land on the channel where two guys were having intercourse, and immediately changed the channel, and he told him basically how disgusted he was from what he saw. Now, the boy replies back, he said, and I quote, I told him my piece about the LGBT community and told him never to talk to me about this ever again or come near him. However, despite this, the guy, even when he got home and went to bed, still had the thought of what his friend told him on his mind, okay? He had to think about it. You know, why was he grossed up by something that almost everybody does in their lifetime? You know, have an intimate relationship with someone else. You know, why was it more disturbing? Was it because it was man on man? And then it hit him. You know, the conclusion basically was that he switched channels and was immediately disturbed by the image in front of him. It wasn't because it was gross. Not so much that it was gross. It was because he was ignorant. And it's not in the sense that, you know, he didn't know anything about LGBT. That's not necessarily the issue here. Okay? Let me give a little insight on that. You know, the word gay is somehow still used as a negative term, even here in the 21st century. You know, and when men are feeling threatened or like their masculinity is being basically questioned, you know, they are called gay or lashed out by calling someone else gay in response. You know, it's a connotation meaning it, how do I put it? It's connotation meaning is not respectful because ignorant people use the word in a bad way. Same thing with black people as well, you know. Sure, it dates back to times of slavery, but the ignorance was there, you know. A lot of people do this. You know, we all deserve a life, to live life in a way where we want to, and if people want to be ignorant, they're then fine. But that's their choice. But should they, you know, also be chastised for that ignorance as well is another question. Now, where I'm going with this is basically this, okay? We all face hardships, stereotypes, oppressions in some way. Everybody does. So does the other guy. Yet, despite that, you know, it continues to do the same thing to other people. We do the same thing to other people. We have to find a way to end that cycle. You know, accepting those people around us without judgment, regardless of the reason. You know, change the way the world has been for 1,000 years, because in all honesty, we could do a hell of a lot better. Yet people choose not to. It's one thing to be ignorant, you know, and want to learn. It's another thing to be ignorant, know you're ignorant, and then want to stay that way. By definition of the word, you know, it's, how do I put this? It's not fair to other people to go about judging other people for the way they do things when you yourself don't have a clue at what's even going on. You know, I think it's fair to say that not everyone can be clever. Okay, I should point out, you know, I'm not arrogantly saying that, you know, I'm a genius or whatever. However, it is just unforgivable in my eyes if someone goes through life with their eyes shut and doesn't make a conscious effort to learn about the world around them. Ignorance is about disability in oneself. Think about it like that. Let's use this as an example. Use another example here. Ignorance is about disability, in my opinion, considering, you know, my story personally, is the worst. It doesn't take no longer than 10 minutes to gain some kind of enlightenment by reading a few articles or hearing what people have to say. You cannot just pretend disabled people do not exist, but unfortunately about half of society does. It's wrong. Now, like I said earlier, not all ignorant people are bad. A lot of ignorance stems from a lack of awareness. You know, how do I put this? This can be basically attributed to many things, including hardly any disabled faces in the mainstream media, no education in place to teach people about disability. You know, in all honesty, if I wasn't slightly disabled, I would also be probably blissfully ignorant of everyone else. Not out of spite or laziness, but just because I wouldn't have had known any different, or, you know, no one would have told me anything. Yeah? So there's that. Moving forward with everything that I'm saying, you know, if this lack of knowledge is a result of years of dumbing down of high school curriculums and families that don't talk to their children about the past, for one, there's another more pernicious kind of ignorance we basically confront today, okay? It is the product of years of ideological and political polarization and the deliberate effort by the most fanatic, intolerable parties in that conflict to manufacture more ignorance by lying about many aspects of our history and even recent past. I mean, I recall being stunned some years back when I read the majority of Americans told pollsters that Saddam Hussein was behind September 11th terrorist attacks. Okay, now I knew better, but this is what they were telling people. You know, and it struck me as propaganda, feat surpassed by the worst authorized regiments of the past, many of which had to, you know, resort to labor camps and firing squads to force their people to believe some untruth without comparable success. Now, no doubt, the internet and cable television have allowed various political and corporate interests to spread disinformation on a scale that, you know, was not even possible before, but to have it believed requires a badly educated population accustomed to the verifying things they are told. Where, you know, where else on earth would a president who, you know, rescued big banks from bankruptcies with taxpayers' money and allowed the rest of us to lose $12 trillion in investments, retirements, and home values would be called a socialist? I mean, think about that. You know, in the past, if someone knew nothing and talked nonsense, nobody paid attention to them. No more. Okay? No more of that. Now, such people are courted, flattered by conversationalistic, like, politicians, ideologues, or as real Americans, you know, defending their country against big governments and educated liberal elites. When the liberal elites that are educated are the ones who actually created the country and helps it run. The press interviews them and reports their opinions seriously without even pointing out the imbeciles of what, you know, for what they believe. You know, the hucksters who manipulate them for the powerful financial interests know that they, you know, can be made to believe anything. You know, because to the ignorant and, you know, the bigoted, lies always sound better than the truth. You know, a couple of examples about this would be, you know, Christians are persecuted in this country. They're persecuted in this country. The government is coming to get your guns. Obama is a Muslim. Global warming is a hoax. The president is forcing open homosexuality on the military. Schools push a wide-wing agenda. Social Security is an entitlement, no different from welfare. Obama hates white people. The life on Earth is 10,000 years old, and so is the universe, and so on and so on and so on. Now, hearing me say these things, some of them may or may not be true. I don't care. But just listening to them coming one after the other, it sounds like basically BS is all it is. You know, it's sad how many people out there believe this crap. They don't go look it up, and they, you know, they just take whatever they hear by ear. The sad thing is this, you know, I find more go-getters and people who find out more information and want to learn about the future in the gaming community than I do in real life. If I was to bring up a game like Final Fantasy XIV, and I said one little thing out of line, like, oh yeah, you know, Blue Mage is not supposed to be a DPS, it's supposed to be a tank, because it's more powerful as a tank, I would be crucified. Reason is, the people know their stuff. They look at it, they read it, they study it, they have forums about it, they beg the companies for more lore. Why is it that the gaming community is more well-informed about their stuff, and yet people don't have a clue about what's going on around them? One could easily list many more such commonplace delusions believed by Americans. You know, they're kept in circulation by hundreds of right-wing political and religious media outlets whose function is to fabricate an alternate reality for their viewers and their listeners. How do I put this? Sidney Hook said it once. Stupidity is sometimes the greatest of historical forces. No doubt. No doubt in my mind that she's 100% true. Right with that. You know, it's like, how do I put this? No one's an idiot, but it feels like every day you go outside, the people you're walking, it's like, you might as well be wearing a shirt that says, I'm walking with stupid. You know? What we have in this country is the rebellion of dull minds against the intellect. That's why they love politicians who rail against teachers, indoctrinating children against their parents' values, and resent the ones who show ability to think seriously and independently. Despite their bravado, these fools can always be counted on to vote against the self-interest and that. as far as I'm concerned, is why millions are being spent to keep my fellow citizens ignorant. Okay? It was bad enough that they removed God from the churches for whatever reason they did that, but the fact that punishing your kids now has become illegal, and you can call up CPS if you attempt, and the kid can call CPS or the police on you if you attempt to, you know, I'm not saying that I condone whippings and punishment of your children. What I'm saying is the fact that you can't even instill morals or teach your kids like you should without being thrown in jail is wrong. That in itself is also ignorant, you know, and they promote it. Ignorance is a problem. We can fix it. We just have to choose to. You know, as Leo Tolstoy said, yet in our world, everybody thinks of changing humanity and that nobody thinks of changing themselves. Yes, we can change the world. We can improve our country. But who's going to improve you? Think about that. Think about that. And with that, that brings another podcast to a close. Thank you guys for listening and even sticking around for this rant, which is what it feels like more of than a podcast this one time around. But I digress. If there's any other topics you'd wish to hear, or things that you want to have comments or concerns about, feel free to send me a message here on anchor.fm/neogentrix, or on my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram page. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be blessed.